It's massive, Mal. The excitement is just, all the different text message groups, all the different underage teams, they're all just buzzing. You're meeting people in the shops, walking out the road, and it's all anybody wants to talk about, is the match. Even people who normally wouldn't have an interest in football or they're all sort of getting caught up and wanting to hear this, that and everything they can about it. So no, it's brilliant, it's lovely in the middle of February to have such a buzz about a match and to be still involved in it. So great times,
And when did you notice it starting to pick up? Would it have been during the Ulster campaign primarily, or is it just gradually, or was there a point there that really took off for you?
Well, I think even after the Derry final, the excitement level was massive. The buzz after that, in the schools and things, was just fantastic. And I think people that would have been following things would have knew we got close a few years and then, didn't get over the line. And there was even the messages that came in, from around the town, around all the different clubs. That Derry Championship was such a barrier to break through that really from then, the excitement started to lift. But amongst the team, I suppose, I think once they get over the first match in Ulster against Slaughterhouse, they maybe sat then and sort of realised, we can compete at this level, and make a real go of Ulster. And they took it match by match, but they always sort of probably had their eye on it a wee bit of, they could do it if things fell right. So a few good results in Ulster. Sort of the match at Celtic Park against Dunamount, I suppose they had that second half that was a like they sort of blew them away, with a just a real scoring spree, and the defence was amazing that day too. But that sort of crowd in Celtic Park that day, probably set people's imagination up a bit, where they're thinking, "Well, Steve Stein, Brian O's, who we could win Ulster here, maybe." So it. Once you're in an Ulster final, it was always going to be a tough match, but coming through that, become Ulster champions, so two championships when you've waited so long for one in the space of 2 months, that took things up another level again. And then now it's just, it's amazing, really, that sort of buzz looking forward to an All-Ireland final with Steve Stone and Brian Oakes in it on the national stage. It's a wee bit hard to believe,
And your first year as chairman, from a committee point of view, how does it change, from before? Is it just as the preparation levels going through the roof about what needs done and what's all involved in it?
There's always lots of things need done, as you know, but trying to get things done that makes it easier for team management. There's a whole array of new things, and the committee level, everybody's looking to help. Everybody's looking to get involved and anything they can do. Anne Lindsay, the secretary, has been probably extremely busy, but Anne's amazing at dealing with that sort of thing, and she just fires away. But no, it's great to see. Like, people are, everybody's messaging and say, "What can I do? If you need a hand with anything, let us know. What can I do?" And that's brilliant, and that sort of buzz and excitement, maybe draws people to get involved a bit more. And hopefully we can push on from that as well, and get more people involved, get them at the club, get them to bring their children down, so push on, the whole thing can feed from it.
I walked out of the clubhouse past the number 5 jersey that hangs up and has done for a long time, but for Brian Oakes' name to be associated with winning a championship and the group of players and to win Ulster and to be now at Croke Park, it's a fitting tribute, I suppose, for the name of your club and what all it represents.
Well, I think right, Mal, and it is a nice moment to sort of think that, Brian Oakes' name and his memory is going to be, it's going to be represented on the pitch at an All-Ireland final day. That team itself, Hugh and the boys have done a great job of, installing them. As a team and a club, we have our own identity and what we want to try and do and the way we want to play. And Brian Oak McKeever, in his day was, as well as being a really, really talented footballer, he had the resilience and toughness and, that sort of magnetism to his teammates around him that sort of inspired them on. And I think they've tried to bring the elements of that into the team play that they sort of never give up. But you know, they're also really good footballers, and they're, you know, they can tough it out when they need to dig deep. You know, we've seen that in a few matches.
I suppose the Moortown game was one that jumps out, where he's really had a hang in there.
They had a hang in, you know, but there's different spells. Like, even in Dunamount match early on, they got an early goal, and you know, Dunamount really fancied themselves too, but we dug that up, settled, and then we really got on top. The Moortown match, you know, was entirely different altogether, and that it was a, you know, it was going to be like difficult in the conditions, you know, to break down a, you know, a really deep lying defence, and they had to be really disciplined and patient, and I think they are quite tactically mature. You know, they've worked on that and improved on it, and that match really stood them, the Moortown match. You know, and it stood them going into the semi-final against the Gael, the Kerry champions. You know, I suppose I myself expected it to be a bit more open. I was surprised that they had 13 men back as well, at different stages when we had the ball, and we had to be patient in that match too. So the Moortown match stood to them, you know, to a large extent, and that they were patient, and they, you know, they probed, and they, you know, they didn't waste ball, and they kept going until they got their chances, and really sort of dug deep then when they had to, and when they get a man sent off. You know, they could have dropped the heads, but they, that sort of spirit that you mentioned at the start there, that we're trying to instill in all the teams, you know, that the spirit that Brian Oak represented, that we want Steelstown Brian Oak teams to represent. You know, they really showed it in abundance, really, on Saturday in the semi-final.
And what does a championship run and, you know, getting to Croke Park and challenging for an All-Ireland do for a club? And I suppose GAA and the City, were probably a lot of people think it's only started this year. It's been going on for years, but, you know, is it a moment where things can really start to turn, you know, even more for you as a club? And
hopefully so. You know, if you look back at that team at the minute, when most of them started playing football, a lot of them younger boys now have been coming through from early age. So, you know, I seen a photo a week or two ago, and it was, you know, Ben McCarman, he was maybe 4 or 5, you know, standing in a Steelstown gear along with Mickey McKinney and Stephen Cleary down the club. And, you know, two of them's teammates now. And, you know, it's amazing to see that them boys starting to come through. It does take a long time. But, you know, what it can do for us, I suppose it highlights it a bit more. You know, in our local area, you know, there's lots of Waynes, lots of people, you know, in an urban area. But, you know, the challenge is getting them involved, getting them down into the club early, get them involved in the club, get their parents involved in the club. And I suppose, you know, when you get a run in our final, there's a bit more exposure that comes with it. And you can kind of show the good things that's going on, you know, and children do look up to that and say, I want to do that. You know, I want to play in Croke Park someday, or, you know, I want to win the championship. So hopefully I can, you know, encourage a lot more of them to get involved and come down and play good games, not just the Steelstown, but at other clubs in the city too, because there is massive potential there. And, you know, in the last 20 years, you look around and all the city clubs now, they've developed their own pitches and their clubhouses, and, you know, they're starting to get the game promotion officers on, but that takes time to filter through. You know, you need them roles in place for 8 to 10 years to start to see those boys and girls that are getting coached more regularly, better coaching from the age of 6, 7 up, you know, before they can start filtering into your senior team. So it takes time, but hopefully now this will highlight the work that has been going on, and encourage that to sort of be doubled down more again, because there's massive potential there, you know, and, you know, we just want to try and harness it as much as we can.
And I suppose in the short term, an All-Ireland title would just be amazing. Development or no development?
An All-Ireland title, you know, you kind of, hopefully, like, it's going to be a big challenge on Sunday against Trim. You know, there's no team coming out of the Leinster Championship and reaching an All-Ireland final. That's a bad team, so it's going to be a massive challenge, but it's one match away. You know, in all them years where you were sort of thinking, are we ever going to get the Derry Championship? And you sort of thinking, is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? And then to go in the space of a few months to win Derry and then win Ulster, and now we're 60 minutes away, you know, for them, the possibility of becoming All-Ireland champions. It's incredible, really, you know. So you sometimes have to remind yourself that, you know, the club has come a long way. It's come a long way, and it's been a fantastic journey this year. Hopefully now we can go and finish the job. It would just, you won't really know what it means probably until you know, a year or two down the line, but you know, on a wider scale. But for the group of players, for the coaches and their families and friends that's involved in the club at the minute, it would just be absolutely amazing.